We're back with Gus from Maple Ridge Bait and Taxidermy in Berglund, continuing our Lake Ogibbeck ice fishing report. And pretty cool that just after we talked about a blue albino perch coming in for taxidermy, a big two-pounder wins the Ogibbeck Lodge Tournament, and that should get people pretty excited for your hogathon coming up this weekend.
Yeah, you just never know what you're going to catch out here. Right now I got guys catching walleyes out there. They're getting a few crappies, whitefish, so when that spring bobber goes down, Adam, you don't know what's on the other end of that line, that's for sure.
We'll talk fishing reports just a second, but give us the rundown for the Hogathon and what makes your event so special.
Well, it's a 15-year event here. We go by weight on the heaviest fish, and I got three prize wings, 1,500 for first, 1,000 for second, 500 for third. And it's just been a good event over the years, and people can get out there and enjoy some last ice fishing, you know.
So that's for perch specifically, those numbers, those dollar amounts?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But you have other categories, right?
We got a walleye division that's 250 and a crappie division, which is 100. And I got a pre-fish for Friday is $100 for the biggest fish, is just to keep the contest clean.
Gotcha.
So nobody holds fish over.
Yeah, I understand. All right, well, let's talk about the fishing reports. Obviously, the perch are doing well right now, but I heard the walleye picked up. And what about this big pike that finally came out of Lake Ogibbeck? First one I've heard about in a long time.
Right. Well, I caught a little over 40-inch pike up on the northwest corner of the lake last night, which is a real dandy, and the guys are catching better walleyes now. And that's good to know, too. I mean, and they're getting a few crappies while they're perch fishing. This week with the moon phase was a little slower for perch. I mean, they were stumbling through to get six or seven fish, but still, with the moon phase behind us, we should be pretty good this weekend.
Well, the weather looks like it's going to really stabilize, too. It's going to sit right around 32, 34, Saturday, Sunday. So that should be good as well, you know, when you get a stable pressure going into tournament weekend. Let's talk about how they're catching the perch right now. Are they still getting them a little bit more suspended, or are they back down tight to the bottom?
They're pretty much up high, anywhere from 3 to 5, even up to 7 feet off the bottom.
Wow.
Purple, white jigs, and guys are using forage minnows and, you know, jigging with spoons. Crappie minnows for walleyes and stuff are working, but I would stick with the wigglers and the waxies for the perch. And the sucker minnows and the tip-ups, the same game there is working for them. And the shiners are going pretty good. The pike are hitting the shiners.
Any advice on depths or spots around Lake Ogibbeck for the walleye?
Yeah, I'd pick on the northern part, like Berglund Bay. Even the rock edges, 10 to 12 to 14 foot slopes off the rocks around the whole perimeter of the lake. In front of like the northwest part of the lake is really good for walleyes this time of year. Well, the perch obviously are out in the mud flats in the 24, even the 30 foot range right now. You could pretty much throw a dart on a map out there. You just never know where them wiggler beds are until you just try a spot. And you don't need to be by people. You can just pick your own spot of heaven out there and just do the best you can, and that could be the lucky fish.
Well, my last question is typically this time of year, I heard you talk about creek mouths and how those areas can be very productive. Has that happened yet?
Yeah, there is guys catching fish out in front of Bingham Creek, Montgomery Creek, even the Meriwether Creek right now. It seems like when we get the oxygen coming back into the lakes, it either activates the wiggler beds or gets the fish just more active this time of year.
A little tip for you if you're headed to Lake Ogibbeck this weekend. And if they want to find out more about the Hogathon, what's the best way to do it?
Well, just stop in and talk to me. My name's Gus at Maple Ridge Bait, 906-365-5050, and I got a lot of time to answer any questions you got.
And you got some rooms for rent there, too, like a motel?
Yeah, there's a little six-unit motel on site that's usually booked for the Hogathon. But during the week, our opening's pretty much throughout the week.
There you go. Gus from Maple Ridge Bait and Taxidermy, thanks for filling us in on the Hogathon and great fishing reports.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate the time.
This is The Outdoor Show.